Get excited because Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
I'm pumped.
And because footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
He fawns because he never says sorry.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, you're so, never wrong.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, of course you feel good. You're listening to The Rush Hour, the number one show. Everyone loves it. Goes for an hour and it just completely and utterly dominates.
Yep.
I'll tell you what we've got today. Reece Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
After a poor performance by the Kangas on the weekend, they started the season nicely. Might have just started to believe a bit of the publicity. And so we're going to speak to Reece about what happened in review and how they butter up against the Hawks this weekend, of course.
Yep.
And then I see Hump Day Quiz.
Well, yes, please.
Which I can't quite believe.
Very, very good.
Every quiz that you run with is poor. And then, of course, a joke, and that won't make things better. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. And to you, Rabbits Bartholomew.
A Perth teenager says his 18th birthday was ruined when security refused him entry to a bar because of his mullet. Cooper Allen says it's discrimination.
Wasn't there to have a haircut. Was there to seek frothies.
Mm, that's right. Played that 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, I know.
Now, Bill,
no new
I had it ready.
Oh.
And then I wasn't allowed to play it 2 days ago.
No new stuff. Yes, right.
Couple of things, Bill.
Jim.
Couple of things.
What?
I've just been down to Coles to get dinner for tonight and walked past 15 people carrying the maximum size dunny paper.
Oh, no.
We're back there, Bill.
Don't tell me it's returned.
We've gone back to being Nimrods in this state.
Panic buying.
Well, and it's because...
The second wave, Jim.
Oh, my God, Bill. The leadership, the messaging, it is so ordinary.
And be Bill, careful what you call our Premier.
We live in messaging.
Yeah,
that's what we do for a
we
living.
We do.
Get it right, make it calm, make it concise, and get people to understand exactly what's going on. When you lecture people and start carrying on like a halfwit, it causes what we're now seeing.
Panic.
I cannot believe in 2020 we're back there again. It is astounding.
Apparently the shelves are empty nearly again, as you said,
Jim. Well, as I just said, I was down there and people walking out with the huge, great big bum wrap. I'm like, mate, please. Now, the other thing that we need to do.
All right.
Let's hope we're not going back to lockdown, by the way.
Talk about it.
If you can let me just be serious for 20 seconds. I am genuinely fearful of what will happen to our population if that happens.
Yes.
If we go back to where we were, I think there will be ramifications beyond what we're talking about with coronavirus, to do with people's ability to cope, mental health, etc.
Yeah.
I hope we don't go back there.
No,
now, Bill, you owe an apology.
What? Jim?
No doubt.
No, you're the one that never apologised. Well,
because I'm never wrong. I said that you heard that off the top, whereas you were horribly wrong.
When?
Oh, well, rabbits.
Well, you could easily just say... Essendon. Couldn't you, Damo? I know it's not their fault, kind of, but every time there's something, Damo.
Bill, their fault at all.
Why?
Connor McKenna has now been exonerated.
Not yet.
He has not got coronavirus.
It's confusing.
So therefore, because he has been exonerated, you can now say that I apologise profusely for what I said about the Essendon Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, I beg your pardon? Bill, you said that he had brought the competition to its knees, and he hasn't.
Jim,
he hasn't actually done anything wrong.
I didn't say that about Connor. I said the other mob, the team.
Well, so here, we'll just, Rabs, we'll give you all the room you need to gracefully apologise to the Essendon Football Club.
F*** Essendon.
Oh, no!
Jim!
Fat, you can't run with that.
Every time. Every single time. Something blows up. Guess where it is?
Oh, poor old Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy, oh, yeah. Now, he's been...
Poor bastard.
Yeah, exactly right. Poor old Jimmy.
He has absolutely done nothing wrong.
I must admit out there, Jim, I am confused, because on the back of the Herald Sun... we need Michael Roberts saying, I'm confused. I've got to go to Sydney, and then I've got to do Melbourne. But Friday pending, Jim. Then Saturday positive.
Yes.
Tuesday negative.
Negative.
And I reckon tomorrow will be negative.
Negative.
So I am confused.
Well, no, what you are is apologetic for the way that you slide entered that club.
No, so I went to Brett Sutton. Do you know who he is? A household name now because he's Victoria's chief health officer. And he explained how the COVID-19 tests work.
Well, it's a positive test. It's being treated as a confirmed positive. There are lots of people who test positive one day. They're at the very tail end of their infection. They test negative the following day. If you get two negative tests 24 hours apart, you as a case are clear. But your close contacts are the contacts of you when you're potentially infectious. They have to go through their 14-day quarantine period, and that'll apply to Connor McKenna's contact as for anyone else.
Jimmy, just doing a wrestling drill. Now he's got 14 days on his own.
So Connor was at the end of it, a tail end of it apparently, Jim, and then two negative tests which will happen, so he should be all right. But I think he's still got 14 days, but they might be able to help out Jimmy boy.
But Bill, explain to me this. How wasn't he picked up earlier? Because he would have been tested prior to the one that was irregular.
When he had it, apparently.
Why wasn't he picked up then?
That's if he did have it.
Well, this is my whole point.
Well, that's why we're confused.
Yeah,
we are, Jim. All right. Because he mightn't have had it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then there's a bloody...
And you've piled into him.
I haven't piled into him, Jim. I told you. I just the other
personal
one.
Vendetta.
Yeah, exactly right. No, what have you got, an anti-Irish thing?
I love the little Irishman. Yeah. Little Irishman, to be sure, I tell you what, he's not sure to be sure to be sure.
No. What else have we got, please?
I tell you what, very serious this one, Jim. Eddie Betts, a bloody star.
Love him.
And was very good against the Cats Saturday night. Yes. He was on 360 last night. Have a listen to this. He was very, very emotional.
You know, that tweet came out and then... I actually wasn't going to post it up, Dobbo, to be honest. I thought, you know, what's going to happen? You know, do I have to deal with it again? The stress, it's just tiring, just fighting, and it just keeps happening every year. It just drains you, and you kind of think, why am I playing footy, you know? But then I think to myself, I need to let people know what I'm going through. It's draining, so I needed people to understand that I've got to set up barriers every day when I leave the house. I think I'm going to get racially abused when I'm driving, or when I go to a supermarket. You know, all I want to do is just rock up to training, play, enjoy the game of footy. But before then, I've got to set up barriers for myself because I get racially abused. I want the AFL to be a safe platform for young Aboriginal kids to come and enjoy and play footy without being racially abused. And if I have to cop with most of this racial abuse coming my way to set the standards in the future so these young Aboriginal kids can come and play footy and enjoy it without being racially abused, I'm happy to cop the brunt. But at the moment, just getting sick and tired of it.
Tiring, Jim. Very passionate. At times, he was angry last night. He's frustrated. But what about that? Before you leave the home, you've set up barriers because you know you're going to get racially abused. That's not right, Jim.
No, well, and we were talking about people with toilet paper in 2020. How is that still happening in 2020? Surely, going back to Nikki Winmar and before, we were educated as to how wrong that is.
That's right.
How all these years later is it still happening? I find it astounding.
You know why, Jim? People don't listen. So you've got to listen to that and really listen to it and put your own feet in his shoes.
Well, of course.
I can't believe that. Hang on, I'm going to walk outside now, get in my car and get down to the supermarket. Look out. And
you've got to get ready to be potentially racially abused.
Wow.
And look, if you listen to the experts, which I am a long way from, but if you listen to the experts, they say that racism is not inherent, it's learnt.
Right.
So let's just hope that when the generations roll through that we start getting rid of it because there is no place for it.
Exactly right. Speaking of footy, what about round 7 over in the West, Jimmy boy?
Oh, hello.
60,000 at the local derby.
Derby. They call it the Derby over there, Bill. I don't know why, I must admit, because Derby is correct, but Derby is the way they go with it.
Yep. 60,000 people round 7.
Good.
I don't think they've worked out who will host the Derby.
Yes. which is the home team.
Which you'd like to host it, wouldn't you?
Well, bloody oath.
It's a bit of money there.
Well, the Premier's getting his eye in over there, thinks that they're coming in to host the grand final.
Well, they might be odds on. Oh, you can't back them anymore because they're shortening up.
Shortening right up.
They are.
Hey, that'd be nice, Bill. Just a week over in the West, October.
Stay at Crown.
We'd get ourselves nicely acclimatised.
And a couple of clubs are going to have to go over there in the next hub. There'll be a hub in WA possibly, won't there?
We'll be asking Reece about that, who's coming on shortly.
Well, there'll be Geelong, Collingwood, St Kilda, Western Bulldogs, Carlton and or North Melbourne, Hawthorn. So that'll be interesting. Yes. But is he very happy with himself? Mark McGovern now.
McGowan.
No, Mark McGowan's a bloke that drinks it. He's happy with himself because he picked the quaddie on the weekend, Jim. But McGowan is too, the premier. I tell you also who's happy with himself, Jim. Novak Djokovic. What about him now?
Oh, that party's going well for him. Oh. What the hell's he on about?
Well, how big the party was, because there's been three tennis players, him and his missus,
yes,
about another six people all tested positive.
Bloody hell.
That is a big, big one Djokovic now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, served a few up.
You don't have to make him sound like a rugby league player. He plays tennis.
But,
I think he's dropped it.
Oh, there we go. There's Ramsey Warren now. And, Jim, that's about all. That's a nice little start, I would have thought.
Oh, no, very nice.
Yeah.
No, I like it, Fat. Mm. All right, tell it. Let's speak to Rhys Shaw, one of the more impressive young coaches in the AFL next.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Look at the skill on display there. Rhys Shaw, take a bow. First senior game as coach, and he steered his Kangaroos home to the tune of 37 points.
I tell you what, Bill, not only some skill coaching-wise, but we forget with a lot of these coaches how skillful they were as players. 237 games for the Maggies, of course, and the Swannies, premiership player.
Jeez.
And we love how he's rolling as the coach of the Kangaroos. Rhys Shaw, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, mate, I reckon you would have had... it's never fun to go into review having lost the game, but, geez, the boys gave you some ammo. Those middle two quarters, farting around with a footy, Reesey, trying to invent stuff instead of just keeping it simple, you would have had some nice clips to play them.
Yeah, look, it was really disappointing. Guys, on the back of a really good performance the week before, and I think we can... categorically say that we didn't give ourselves the best chance of winning the game. So it's really simple for us. Really easy one to review. The boys understand where they sit and where we need to improve. And we'll be looking to do that this week and bring our Kangas brand of footy again.
All right. So you win contested footy pretty comfortably and uncontested footy and clearances. So they're all things I reckon when you look at the way North play, you'd be pretty happy as the senior coach. But you also won turnovers comfortably.
Mm.
Yeah, we certainly hurt ourselves with a bit of our ball use, but I think all in all, the Swans really had a crack, and their pressure was fantastic, and we pride ourselves on that, and we just didn't go with them, and couple that with some back half turnovers, and it really hurt you. And to Sydney's credit, they played a full four quarter game, and we got going towards the end, but it's as we know, it's too little too late in today's footy with the quarters being short.
Yeah. Hey, you certainly miss Cunnington. He's unbelievable, isn't he? And you got belted in the middle there. How's he going? Plays this week, Benny boy?
Yeah, Bill, it was disappointing for Cunners. He's one of his good mates, Sean Attlee, played 200 games. And I remember when I got here at the footy club, that's missed a training session, and Cunners didn't speak to him for 3 weeks. That's how proud those two are. He was really disappointed not to be a part of that game, and obviously the end result wasn't great. But he said he's feeling pretty good. He'll look to train tomorrow, and then hopefully get up for Sunday. So he'll be a really good inclusion for us.
Yeah. Was any of that to do with flying up and back to Sydney on the same day
in the plane? Yeah.
No, I don't think so. JB, I think Cunner's just getting a bit old, mate.
Yes.
lifting those hay bales as well.
Maybe the hair's weighing him down.
Maybe that's right. But Cunner's was really disappointed not to be playing. And it was just one of those things. We all know what backs are like. And it's just popped out of nowhere. And he tried to get up, but he just couldn't get up.
Does he say much? Because he's very, very quiet. Is he one of the quietest players you've ever dealt with?
Yeah, he's pretty quiet, Cunners. He's pretty matter of fact. I really appreciate what he brings to our footy club and the way he goes about it. He's team first. He loves playing footy. He absolutely loves it, and the boys love him, and they feed off him. And he does go about it a bit different, but that's what we love about him.
One of those blokes, I reckon, Reesey, when he speaks, people listen because he doesn't say much. And Robbie Tarrant's probably in the same bucket.
Yeah, no, you're right. Those two are both leaders of our footy club, but they both go about it a bit different, and they let their actions do the talking the majority of the time. But it's like one of the great players of all time, Gavin Brown. He was the captain of the footy club, and he let his actions do the talking. But when he spoke, geez, we all listened. So those two were in that same frame.
Matty Scarlett, another one down there at Geelong. Hey, Magic Door, did I hear that he might be back? Not probably in the AFL, but he might be back this week.
Yeah, the big fella's somehow got over a torn pec in 4 weeks. He's dead set a freak, and I've been really rough with the way he's gone about it. He was on the track 2 days later. He was running with it, holding his arm close to his chest, and now he's got to a point where he'll have a run around in a scratchy against the Hawks on Sunday as well. So I'm really pleased with that, and it's fantastic for us to get those numbers involved, and especially Madge getting him up and going again.
You would have spent a lot of time in your playing career and then coaching career in dressing rooms. You ever seen a rig that gets close to Magic?
No. And I think with his pec torn, it's changed one of his pectorals. So it's a little bit out of shape. I don't know if he's too happy about it, but it's still massive.
Hey, we're going to take
what
a break.
What talking about?
We're going to take a break with you, Reesey. When we come back, I want to talk to you about Jai Simpkin because he is fast turning into one of the elite midfielders in the comp.
Joined by North Melbourne coach Reece Shaw.
I love Reesey, and recently we chatted to Jai Simpkin. What an impressive young man for a start, Reese. But geez, he's playing good footy.
Yeah, he's playing some super footy for us. I think he's one of those guys that he's been elevated to the leadership group, and I think it sits really well with him. And he loves that responsibility. We spoke about leadership before, but he genuinely thrives on it, and he wants to get better. I've never seen a kid prepare like this bloke. He just wants to get better every single day, both on and off the field, and it's a credit to him. And he's taken a step forward to where he wants to get to, and he keeps talking about where he wants to get to, and he's not there yet. So I've been really pleased with his output, and on the weekend when there might have been a few guys a bit down, he was certainly rowing the boat for us.
Outstanding he was. Hey, we love how relaxed you are, Reesey boy, but I want to know how much of your life is being a senior coach, how much is it consumed by football, football, football?
Yeah, there's a bit in it, Bill.
Did you think it would be as much as what it is?
Yeah, I probably got a really good indication watching Horse firsthand up at Sydney. There is a bit that goes into AFL coaching, and it's important that you maintain the balance as best you can. You're never going to get it right, but you got to make sure that you're trying to get that balance and give yourself your time and family time. I've heard some great lessons around that, and people have really supported me in making sure that I do get that balance, so I can maintain a bit of that relaxed attitude. It wavers here and there, but I'm trying.
Hey, you've had great support from everyone around the club. We were at the game on the weekend. We saw the 38,000+ members up on the screen, which, given everything that's happened, is a fantastic number. I know Mazda and Spirit of Tasmania and Canterbury and all the sponsors, Reece, have been rock solid. It's a credit to the two Bens, the board and the staff and yourself and the players that the club's gone as well as it is.
Yeah, look, there's obviously a little bit of excitement around us and what we're doing. We understand that there's a long way to go, but the boys are putting themselves out there, and they want to get better. They want to be an elite team, and everyone behind the scenes is doing the same thing. And I think it's just a great credit to our fans and members to not only stick with us but keep buying bloody memberships. It's just unbelievable that our people keep doing that. I can't thank them enough for what they're doing and how they're going about. I think someone a couple of weeks ago, he put his hand in his pocket, he bought 10 extra memberships just to help support us. And like that says a bit about our footy club and our people.
Yeah,
and our fans.
The old spirit, Jimmy boy, had it for a long time out there. Hey, what's happening with North Melbourne regarding the hubs in Perth or Adelaide? Have you heard anything there, Reece?
No, I haven't heard anything, Bill. We understand as an industry that we're going to have to be pretty flexible, and we're going to have to adapt. And I think if we have to go into a hub, we're going to have to do it just to get the games underway and keep footy rolling and the industry rolling. And I'd love to love to get down to Tassie and have a bit of a hub down there. That'd be fantastic if we possibly could.
Tell us about Sean Higgins, mate, going back to the weekend. Where, as I said, we were there, saw him go down the race with the physio prior to the match. 11 touches, which is very light on for him. And the game time looked down as well. Is everything okay with the champ?
Yeah, Sean's going really well. He didn't have the greatest game on the weekend. And we've had a really good couple of chats, actually, over the last couple of days, and just understanding what happened and how we can work around that. And I think Georgie Hewitt did a pretty good job on Sean and how Sean can work through those situations. And the best thing about Sean is he's keen to learn all the time. I think he's 32, 33 years of age, but he still wants to learn and still wants to get better. So I think that shows what we're all about. And I know he's going to bounce back. No problem.
And let me take you back a week. Great win against GWS. Yourself and Heath, did you come together afterwards or phone or text? Or what sort of messaging did you send his way?
Oh, my brother, he gets over stuff pretty quick. I wish I could get over it like he does. He was on the phone when I got back to the hotel, which was like only an hour later or something. But, yeah, obviously disappointed. He was very complimentary of our group and what we did. Knowing the Giants, they'll come good. They're a really talented side, and they're really well coached. And I can't see them putting in too many more performances like they have.
Well, you got the Hawks this week, who were white hot on the weekend. What's the keys to beating them?
Yeah, a great game. I watched the game on the weekend against Richmond, and the Hawks were really good. They were really impressive. And we've had some good battles. We had some good battles against them last year. We finished 1-1 last year against them. So the contest is going to be pretty fierce. I thought their insiders did a great job, but the back line stood up really well for them. And I think if we can just get back to what we know and how we play, I think we'll just take care of what we do and see how it goes. Because I think we might have started thinking about the opposition a bit too much last week. And when you do that, you kind of lose yourself a little bit. And we're keen to get back to our style of footy.
Can't wait to see it, mate. Good Thanks very much for joining us on the Rush Hour.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
On your race.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Get you drunk off my lady hump. My hump. My hump. My lovely lady hump.
Oh, yes. Hump day quiz time. Blades of Glory, one of the all-time great films. Now, we're going to play the opener in just a second, but before we do, we've had lots of applications to be part of the quiz.
Oh.
Mitch Noy. I want to branch out and jump on the hump day quiz to get the Thailand joke out of favourites Brayshaw and Snitzel Brownless. It's not going to happen, Mitch. That'll never happen.
Matty Ellis, because I love Bill and I love froffies. Nice.
Nothing better than a quiz. Let's hope Bill can get questions out without stuffing up. JB's a legend and Rabbits is the king of kings.
That's not...
Oh, I can't be saying that.
Did you read out, Martin? Because I want to win a trip to Thailand with Bill.
No.
So I can finally hear about the joke.
Or Jai Dodd.
You won't be going
right.
back there.
So this one time me and Gav went overseas. Chrissy says this will be a shambles between Bill and Rabs. JB, you can't put your name to this, and that is true.
What did Matty Vandenberg say?
I don't know what Matty Vandenberg said, but Benny Sheridan, Carlton beating Geelong, paid a lot less than Bill ever getting the quiz right. Cheezel.
Stephen, apart from it being as funny as hell, I want to see if Billy can have a crack at pronouncing my surname.
Which is?
It's easy. Mikasecki.
But the winner is Jack Rogers.
Oh.
Bill and I from Geelong. At least I have a chance to understand the words and sentences coming out during the quiz.
Oh,
Hashtag
nice.
Speak Sense Bill.
Nice, Jack.
So we like Jack. Yeah. And the other one's Jared.
Jared.
Who's an Essendon fan from Snorbs. St Albans. Who wouldn't want to be part of this train wreck, says Jared. So Jared and Jack, I think, are on the phone. Let's start with Jared. Jared, we got you.
Hey, boys, how are you?
How are you viewing your footy club just at the minute?
Please? What's happening at Essendon?
We're absolutely flying. We're ruining the competition for everyone again.
Yeah. And that's it. Jim? And Jack on the line, Jackie boy.
North.
G'day, JB. How are you, mate?
You're a North fan.
Why?
I am, mate. I think we're going better than the Bombers, but I'm a North fan.
You live in Geelong, Jack. Why do you?
Yep.
Enough of that, Rabbits. Thanks.
You live in Geelong. Why do you back for North Melbourne?
Just do. I don't like the Cats. I can't stand them, actually.
Yeah. Oh, good. And only fair enough. You've just risen in all of our estimations.
Been down to the Cremorne for a palmy.
I've been there a few times, Billy.
And very good. Yes, Jack?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
A touch expensive. See, they can't take. Jack, he's overcharging. You don't get your square of white bread anymore.
No, you don't.
No, that was at the no other white pop. Bread.
All right. Well, let's go with the hump day quiz. Good luck, because good Bill luck. Doesn't tend to do this very well.
Oh.
All right. Hit it, Rabs.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Ah, thank you very much. Welcome to the Hump Day Quiz. Well, we'll have five questions. Yes, you'll allow Jack or Jared. Jim's the boss.
I'm the boss.
Yep. And we just answer them, and away you go. You win some fantastic prizes.
Easy. If it's Essendon North, I might just hear Jack. Oh. A bit earlier than he
no, Jim, you can't
right,
be like
come
that.
Come on, here we go.
I bet you Jared somehow stuffs up this because he's from Essendon.
You had to apologise at the top of the show.
Right, are you ready, boys?
Yep.
Right, here
who
we go.
Is currently leading the Coleman medal?
Jack. Charlie Cameron?
No, he's not.
All right, all righto. For you, Jared.
Jared, who is currently leading the Coleman medal with 8 goals? Charlie Cameron has 7. Wingard.
Dixon?
No. It is, Jim.
I was surprised when I saw it.
Harry Perryman.
Perryman, yeah, okay.
He plays on the wing, doesn't he?
Mm.
He's winning the Coleman with 8 goals. So that'll be a zero.
I think he's leading the Coleman. He's not winning it,
but leading.
Well, he's winning the Coleman medal at the minute with 8 goals. You both don't listen. Mm. Which tennis cocksmack was just diagnosed with coronavirus?
Yes, Jared.
Djokovic.
Yes.
Jared in front.
Oh, big, big party there, Jim. We're going to play some audio, boys. Tell me who this is. He's playing his 250th game tomorrow night, and he plays with the Swans. What's the Swans in Spanish?
The Swans Jack. In Spanish. The Swans.
Yes, Jackie boy.
Josh Kennedy.
Kennedy is correct.
One all, Jim, after
one
three.
One all like it.
It's a ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Mm.
Oh, Jim, get excited.
Well, we've got a few more questions.
On Monday, which rock band was named number one as Triple
Jared.
M?
Yes, Jared?
Queen.
Jared's on top of that.
We got any Queen?
Yeah, we've got heaps of them. Have you ever listened to Triple M?
No, just a little tantalising a little bit.
Well, you've got to kind of give me an opportunity. Yeah,
a good buttons man to do that.
Well, I'm not a good buttons
a
man.
A good buttons man. All right.
Matty Rao was 2-1. Number one pick in 2019 draft. Who was number two?
Jack.
Yes, Jack?
Noah Anderson.
Oh,
now she's a ring-a-ding-ding.
Now she's a ring-a-ding-ding. And we got another question.
The deciding question.
Yeah, just pad Jimming.
Well, I can see one in front of me.
We've got another.
Well, I wasn't sure about this one, but anyway. Righto, here we go. Whoever gets in first wins the prizes. Which former Port Adelaide captain is leading the AFL coaches?
Yes, Jack.
Travis Boak.
Yes, Jackie. Now, see what happens when you get two
Jackie
good
boy.
People on that know their footy, Jim.
Oh, well, what do you expect from a bloody North Melbourne legend?
Well,
Jack,
done, Jack
just agreed to the judges. Superb. What have we got for Jack?
What's Jack won?
Jack has won some frothies thanks to St. Yes. Andrews Beach. It's the golf and beer package. How good is this?
Yes.
Round of golf at St. Andrews Beach golf course with a golf cart and a six-pack of St. Andrews Beach brewery frothies.
Do you play golf, Jack?
Yeah, I could try and get out there every now and then.
Mate, St. Andrews Beach is in the top 10 courses in the country, and then you head over to the brewery afterwards and eat whatever you want, but you'll get a six-pack out of this.
Nearly
it is a superb part of the world.
It is beautiful, Dan.
And you can deck yourself out with a $100 Neverland store voucher. Nina and Pasadena, they're back on board.
What do we got for Jared?
We'll give him a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
There you go. Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack for you, Jay.
Thanks, boys.
Of course, Melbourne's number one Mercedes dealership, mberrick.com.au.
Good quiz.
Oh, well, that actually wasn't bad, Fat. I'll give you your due credit. That was actually a decent quiz.
Well, I'm always pretty good. It's just who I'm asking the questions to.
The boys elevated that. The two J's lifted the quiz.
Good. Exactly
the buttons
right.
are good.
Mm. All right. So,
anything else?
A decent button man would have that ready.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
We've got next it says the joke, sponsored by Crew Tracker.
Yeah. Are they still on?
Geez, that's a good show. Reese Shaw, a superstar, of course, and then Hump Day Quiz was actually half decent. So a very, very nice, crisp show.
I thought you were talking about a TV show or something, not ours.
What's wrong with him?
What is wrong? Well, you said it was a good show.
You just couldn't believe it was our show. I
couldn't
about.
Believe it was ours.
Hey, tomorrow, Dave Reynolds, our man, the supercar champ, they're back.
Tomorrow.
Nice. So we're looking forward to hearing from Dave. And then an idiot file.
Yeah.
So clearly, that we had last time we had one was this time last week.
And I think you're in it a lot more, and so is old button pusher.
I don't think.
Yes.
I actually don't think. Anyway, Idiot File tomorrow, must listen radio. The jokes haven't been great.
Good.
Nope.
And well, the crew tracker aren't happy.
Oh,
gee. Two mates discussing sex yesterday. That's the worst crap I've ever heard, says Julian. Jared says, if you don't stop coming out with this shite, yeah, I'm going to have to turn over to SEN.
Oh.
Well, that's how bad your jokes are going.
I'd stay here.
Julian,
I don't hate this one. There you go. Jared said, don't mind it. Evan said,
Darcy, come on, Bill. You're better than that.
Wasn't actually that bad.
Yeah, so the best feedback you're getting is I don't hate it.
Yeah,
that's it. I think that's positive.
Right. Well,
so to stop people from going to the dead station,
yes,
let's give him for Crew Tracker something humorous.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
All right, here we go.
Oh, are we on holiday soon?
Not yet.
Oh, when?
Friday. We're done by Friday.
Jim, we don't work Friday.
Well, we put some nice content out Fridays that people are loving.
So Thursday, you're saying, as in tomorrow.
Get the joke out, Fat.
Well, it's a quick one, and I might have to find another one. But what is green, Jim? What is green and smells like bananas?
What?
Gorilla spew.
Oh, no. That's
crap.
That's like a four-year-old's sort of joke.
It's a dead joke.
It's like a kid's joke.
I told this one, I think, the other day off air, but the people on here will really like it.
Mm.
Bob has 70 candy bars. He eats 42 of them and stops eating. What does Bob have now?
What?
Diabetes.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Stop eating the candy, Bob. Come on, Bob. You're too fat.
Crew Tracker.
Oh, Bob.
Built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com.au for your free trial today.
Or he has a fat ass. I don't know. Does he? Maybe Bob has the run.
Crew Tracker not happy.
Anyway, Gavin and I.
No, thank you.
Next week.
Tears in his eyes.
It's a boy.
Come on.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend and footy.
Oh, Jim.
It doesn't get any better.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.